Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me on the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast today. We're going to continue on in a message I've entitled The Sin of Opposing God, and we were looking at a period of time in the life of Saul when he expressly disobeyed the command of the Lord that had been given through the prophet Samuel. And we were looking, because of Samuel's response to Saul, giving him God's evaluation of what was going on. In fact, let me just take the time to read it, because it's something we can certainly take to heart in our own lives. And Samuel said in verse 22, "Hath the Lord as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of the Lord? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to hearken than the fat of rams. For rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, and stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." And so, beloved, God has not changed. He hasn't given another definition to how He feels about rebellion or stubbornness. This is an express description of God's response to this evil trait, which is sin. That's what caused the sin to enter the universe at the very first, because Lucifer rebelled against God. He was perfect in beauty. He was deluded by his own beauty. Pride entered his heart, and as a result of that pride, rebellion came. And we've been looking at the results of stubbornness in terms of character traits. It is a state of self-deception. It's not the truth, because the Lord Himself is the Spirit of truth, and it's an opposition. That stand, whatever opinion or attitude or motivation it might be, is opposed to the Spirit of truth, which is that of the Lord's. And then there's carnal thinking in the natural and in the spiritual realm. There's self-justification. There's an argumentative spirit. We see these all outlined in Saul's response to Samuel in verses 13 of chapter 15 all the way through 21. There's a lack of self-honesty. And we see that it's the reason he did all of that, because his heart was not right with the Lord. There was wrong motivation. He had an impure heart, and that's the result of self-deception operating. He feared man. Proverbs 29:25 says, "The fear of man bringeth a snare." And what we are looking at, this charge that he said against Saul, he said, "Rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft, stubbornness is as iniquity and idolatry." That very definition, that's how we closed the broadcast yesterday, was the use of sorcery for divining or discovering hidden knowledge by interpretation of omens or supernatural powers, or it's a communication with the devil or familiar spirit. God hates rebellion. He classes it right along with witchcraft. And then, what about iniquity? Stubbornness is as the sin of iniquity. That Hebrew word is aven, which is a major Hebrew word for sin, vanity, breath, nothingness, falsehood, idolatry, sin. And the primary meaning of the word is an emphasis upon trouble, which moves onward to wickedness, or an emptiness, which results in idolatry. And that Hebrew word for idolatry, that noun appears only in the plural. It refers to domestic or household gods, family idols, images, cultic masks. These gods continued to be present among Israel, who sought such oracles for divining. And hear the word of the Lord through the prophet Isaiah in that 8th chapter, verse 19. He said, "When they shall say unto you, seek unto them that have familiar spirits, should not a people seek unto their God?" Now, let's go on now, as we're looking at stubbornness, to look at the consequences of stubbornness. What's the destiny? What's the final answer, the final result, if you will, of someone who sets their will against the Lord, wittingly or unwittingly? You see, they might be self-deceived. Yeah, that's exactly what Saul did. He said, when Samuel said, what is this meaning of the bleating of the sheep? I hear this in my ears. What is that? He said, but I have obeyed the voice of the Lord your God. And so we see that there is an alignment with the enemy. Jesus said very clearly, no man can serve two masters. And of course, just as in the devil's case, and with Saul, there was judgment. We are in danger of God's judgment when we continue in stubbornness. His long suffering is wonderful. His mercy is from everlasting to everlasting. But when he is dealing with man, dealing with sin, his long suffering is limited. There comes a time when his wrath will replace mercy. And we see this in verse 25 and 26. Saul is saying, now therefore, I pray thee, pardon my sin. Turn again with me, that I may worship the Lord. And Samuel said unto Saul, I will not return with thee, for thou hast rejected the word of the Lord, and the Lord hath rejected thee from being king over Israel. Beloved, how that is so serious. So a time, beloved, is coming. Well, I'm spending a lot of time going over this detailed analysis, if you will, of Saul's stubbornness and rebellion and sin. But let's bring it down to our present life. There are those of you who may be listening, and you've got some things in your life that you know shouldn't be there. You are rebelling against the Lord. There's sin in your life. And beloved, I'm telling you, God is a merciful God. If you repent, he will restore you immediately. But there could be consequences, but also a time may come when repentance is not possible. That is a terrifying thing. Genesis 6 and 3 says, my spirit will not always strive with man. Hear what Proverbs, the 29th chapter, verse 1 says, he that being often reproved hardeneth his neck shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. I found a bit of a poem, and I don't even know where I got it, but it so expresses what we're sharing right now, the subject we're on. I quote this stanza from a poem. There is a line by us unseen that crosses every path, the hidden boundary between God's patience and his wrath. Beloved, we're talking about we are stubborn, if someone we know is stubborn. And I'm speaking now of a Christian, because there are those who have been backslid. They're just running from God. You or they are not only aligned with the enemy, but you are in danger of God's judgment. God loves us, but because he is the epitome of perfect love, he will chasten us. He will bring his chastisement into our lives. And beloved, I want to make an appeal. There are some of you right now that you see the dynamics of what happens when rebellion and stubbornness sets up in someone's heart. And you may have loved ones, you may have family members, children, you may have a spouse who's in this condition, and your heart has just been broken because of that rebellion, that stiff-neckedness. Let's just take a moment to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to your throne. And Lord, in the power of agreeing prayer, I pray for those who are so burdened, for loved ones, for family members, for spouses, for children, for extended family members, or for friends or coworkers who are so bound by a spirit of stubbornness and rebellion. Father, we rebuke this sin of stubbornness and rebellion, for rebellion is as the sin of witchcraft and stubbornness as iniquity and idolatry. Father, Saul sinned because of these things, and we rebuke that in the lives of these loved ones. Father, we ask you to turn them every way but loose. Father, move in your mercy and kindness. Bring them not to a place that they experience your judgment. Deal with them and bring them back. Father, bring them back to the ark of safety. Bring them back to truth. Father, we take authority over the hold of Satan in the lives of unsaved loved ones. We ask you to bring them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, to repentance, to a change of heart, 180 degrees turning away from their ways just to follow after the Lord. And I thank you for it. And now, there may be some of you who realize that you do have stubbornness in your own life. And beloved, let me say this. The older we get, the tendency to become more and more stubborn. We get set in our ways. And sometimes we have the knowledge, or we feel that our ways are right, our ways of looking at things are right. It's just part of the carnal aspect of becoming old. We don't like change. We are used to doing things the way we used to do them. We are used to our opinions, and we're really not open to change that well. Well, beloved, in terms of our spiritual walk, that's a very dangerous thing. So let's pray. If you find that this might be in your spiritual walk, Father, I come against stubbornness and rebellion in the lives of your beloved. And God, I ask you to deliver us utterly. Let us be fully yielded, surrendered to your will. Your will is good. It's perfect, Lord. You are love, and you desire the very best of us, best for us. So we repent of stubbornness, Lord, and we ask you to restore to us the joy of our salvation, because in rebellion and in stubbornness, we cannot walk in your joy. So, Father, right now I speak to every soul that has been dealing with this, and I praise you for deliverance. I praise you for a repentant heart, a tender, loving heart to serve you and to go all the way with you in the mighty and wonderful name of Jesus. And I praise you and I thank you for it. Well, my time is gone, and I must bring this broadcast to a close. There is still yet more I want to share on this subject, so we'll take this up next week. I thank you for joining me. I thank you for your prayers. I thank you for your financial support. If you have prayer needs, I do invite you to write. There's power in agreeing prayer. The announcer will give our contact information. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. Or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.